Welcome to the Arise Shine podcast with Pastor Glenn Schleck. Today's episode, as well as every weekly episode, will feature teachings from the Bible from Pastor Glenn. If you have any questions about any of the messages or you'd like to contact us, please do so at rdugall@emmanuelloveland.org. God bless you as you continue to grow in Jesus.
So, for the last month or so, we have been talking a lot about light and about darkness. We've been talking about being epiphanized as when we are baptized and through the power of the Holy Spirit at work through that good news, through the gospel of Jesus Christ in the very Word of God, and talking about more light and more darkness. So guess what we're going to do today? That's right. We are going to talk more light and more darkness. But we are going to do that today within the context of the kingdom of God and kingdom living. What that means for us as people of God, baptized children of God, who have had his light shining in us, how we in turn, in this kingdom in which we live, can be shiners of that same life-giving light. And I'm going to start today with the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 9. Now, in Isaiah 9, this is also quoted by Matthew in the gospel. You may have heard and thought, as Kimberly was reading that, she read the Old Testament, then got to Matthew, and it's like, hey, wait a minute. I heard that already. And you're right, because Matthew quoted it. And it's interesting what Isaiah was doing. This is very early, chapter 9, so it was early in the exile of God's people. Exile again, quick reminder, quick refresh. God's people had been taken forcibly out of their homes, their towns, from their family, friends, jobs, and transplanted in a foreign country. And it was not good. It was hard. Now, this was very early on in Isaiah 9. We hear these phrases that I'm going to read again in just a moment. Throughout Isaiah's prophecy, throughout the book of Isaiah, in fact, we heard it about a month ago, in Isaiah chapter 60, which was more near the end of the period of exile. So the same message is spanning these entire, and this is a lengthy period of time. And what we have here from Isaiah chapter 9 and quoted in Matthew 4, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. I know we did this, something similar to this, just a couple weeks ago, but we need to do this again. Because this stuff, this darkness, it just doesn't stop. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. And it seems that we're always getting, day in and day out, new shades of darkness that are right there in front of us. So I don't want to spend a lot of time, but I think it's important for us to take a moment to start here. And I want to invite you to think about this. If you want to talk, feel free to talk with those who are around you. But what is the darkness right now? Or as Isaiah said, this deep darkness that you are seeing in this world of ours, or in your own life, in your own heart, some things that you may be struggling with or dealing with when it comes to darkness. So if you would, please take a moment to think, and as you're comfortable, talk with one another about this. All right, I would love to hear a little bit from you. And again, the opportunity for some of this being very personal, I understand that, and not needing to share that. But as you are comfortable, what, in a short phrase or succinct way, what is some of that darkness that you're recognizing, seeing right now in our world, or maybe in your own heart and life? Anybody care to share? Bill? Yeah, there's an immediacy. Yeah, everything is so immediate. It's right here. And yeah, in our prayers, week after week, there's more and more and more. And it's just, you can't get away from it. All right? What else? Darkness that we're doing. David? Yeah, all forms of addiction. And yeah, that's a pretty broad scope of things that we can tap into. So addictions. What else do we have, Arlene? Okay, being oblivious or even in denial of some of the things that may be going on right now. Again, that can be very personal. It can be in the broader scope of our world. Good? Natalie? Social media can be very dark. Can be a very dark place. Others? Gail? Okay, so family members, and many of us may have family members who have walked away from the faith or don't care for it, don't want to hear it, trying to live their lives just either oblivious to God or on my own terms or whatever that may be. Okay, Stephen? So much gun violence. We're waiting for the next mass shooting. When's the next? Where's it going to be? What are we going to hear? That it feels inevitable.
Yeah, kind of tagging along with that death of three classmates this school year, too, just this calendar year from violent, crazy situations that we never would have expected to happen.
Yeah, very personal. Three classmates in your high school. One of our high schools. And it touches, hits hard. Darkness. Kathy. Yeah, there's so much darkness all around us that, very obvious, I mean, we see it, it's hard to miss it, but what that can sometimes do is blind us to our own darkness, the darkness inside of us, that it's dangerous to do that. Thank you. Others, any others? Pastor Seeley. Yeah, increasing manifestations of Satanism in the public square. Not behind closed doors, not in basements hidden away, but right out there for all to see, promoted, encouraged, frightening, dark stuff. And that's enough, right? That's enough. Now, it's interesting what the Lord said through Isaiah here. And again, this is 2,700 years ago. This is 700 years prior to Jesus. He is talking, and he uses this phraseology several different times. Let me read it again and listen closely. We're told that those walking in darkness have seen a great light. And then a little bit later, that a light has dawned. You catch that? 700 years ahead of Jesus. And this is speaking to those God's people in exile. In that time, it's being spoken again as Jesus, as Matthew reiterated, it's right up front for a century, and it's still being spoken to us. those walking in darkness have seen a great light, that this light has dawned. Okay, we're walking in darkness. There is darkness all around us. We, again, have to acknowledge some of that darkness inside of us. But we've seen the light. That light is not down below the horizon. It has dawned. It is coming. It is not just a future hope. It is that and a present reality. For the darkness we are walking in and walking through yet today, right here, right now. And I love this. It almost feels here in Isaiah chapter 9 that God is almost giddy. He's just excited, chomping at the bit, sharing this, again, 700 BC, saying, you've seen the light. This light has dawned. And then literally, one verse later, he says this, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Speaking present tense, okay, these words that we hear at Christmas time. And he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. We know that to be the promise of the Messiah, the promise of Jesus, and God just can't hold back. Said, you've seen it. It's coming. It's here. You're living in darkness. But the light has come. This child is born. He's here for you. As we live here in 2023, we hear those words and we know the promise has been fulfilled. That son has been born. The Messiah has come. The light has dawned. This is reality. Right in the midst of the darkness, we know it to be true. Now, where does Jesus go with this talk of darkness? Let's go back to his one-line sermon. And no comments, please. I know last week I promised a short sermon and I lied. Didn't mean to, but I lied. But for Jesus, this was a one-liner. It's all we got, anyway, that Matthew recorded for us. Where did he go in regard to darkness? He did this. Matthew 4:17. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. It is about recognizing, as we've been saying, the darkness in our own hearts, in our own lives. It's confessing that darkness. Repenting of it, which literally means to do an about face, do a 180, turn our back on that darkness and walk toward God, walk toward light. Him, his righteousness. And why do we do that? Because as we walk toward that light, we know that is where healing is found. That's where forgiveness comes. That's what Jesus, as our Messiah, has come to bring. And you see, that's kingdom talk. That's what Jesus was talking here. Kingdom. He came, and the kingdom of heaven has come near. With Jesus' presence, his being born into this world, he ushered in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. It's coming in the fullest of senses one day But we're living in it right now. We get glimpses here and there, because that's what Jesus has come to bring, that we, as epiphanized children of God, we get glimpses of that future hope that can truly be our present reality, to bring light into whatever deep darkness we may be sitting in, we may be struggling with. That light has come now. And we get those glimpses as we hear his words of grace, his words of forgiveness, his words of love that he has for us. Now, many times the way that I've been talking about, and typically do, and have us thinking about the light shining, is that, and this is to really borrow the words from John in John 1 and elsewhere, but we think of the light shining. The light comes and it chases the darkness. The darkness cannot overcome the light, or the light overcomes the darkness. So I want to have us thinking, I'm going to give us a visual here in just a moment, of something that is not so different, but it's a little different angle, a little different look at this. Rhonda Frericks highlighted this in one of the Bring It Home devotions that she wrote for last week. And so some of you may have seen it, may have tapped into it, and I thought it was so cool, I wanted to use it today. So thanks to Rhonda, we're going to see just a piece from a 2004 movie, National Treasure. And it's just, there are no words, it's a 1 minute piece right near the end of the movie. And spoiler alert, although if it's, you haven't seen it in 19 years, I think that spoiler alert has expired on that. They find this treasure. They find it. That it really exists. A national treasure that had been accumulated. A treasure beyond anyone's imagination. Treasure collected for thousands of years and world history all gathered together. And what I want us to watch this and just take note of, this nuance of what the light brings when the light shines in the darkness. Okay, let's watch. Isn't that cool? They had walked into this dark room and they had seen a couple scrolls from Alexandria and a couple Egyptian things. They had no idea what was out there. Light shining. Yes, it chases the darkness. Yes, the promise that darkness cannot, will not overcome it. But that light shining shows us the treasures. The treasures of what the kingdom of God has brought to bear on us, on our lives, on our world right here. It shines brightly so that we can see clearly blessing upon blessing upon blessing that our Lord has come to bring. It's what Jesus does. Shines into our hearts, shines into our lives, shines into our world, so that we can see the work that he is continuing to do. And we need to remember that it's not done, that he is at work. The darkness is here. It's real. He's chasing the darkness. But he wants us also to realize the treasures, the love, the forgiveness, the grace, so much more. Treasures of the kingdom. And this kingdom living as epiphanized children of God offers us some pretty clear direction as far as what we're supposed to be doing. First thing, follow Jesus. We got that again in Matthew 4. We heard it last week in John 1. No, not yet. Hang on. Spoiler alert. Don't look. Kidding. That's what I'm going to say anyway. So, but it's follow Jesus. Jesus called his disciples very simply, come, come, follow me. That invitation continues to ring to all of us, ring into our world yet today. Jesus wants us to come, follow him. That's part of what kingdom living is all about. Secondly, kingdom living is a life of repentance. As Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. So the lives that we are called to lead as epiphanized people of God in this kingdom of his is humble lives. Acknowledging, yeah, we got darkness, man. We struggle with darkness. It's in us. It's around us. It's not going to overcome us, but it's here. And so we repent humbly, laying ourselves before the Lord, seeking his forgiveness, knowing that his light is here to shine and to bring that healing, to bring that grace, to bring that love to us. Third, it's about basking in that light, embracing, enjoying the treasures Jesus has come to bring. Looking around us, not missing them, but seeing these treasures for exactly what they are and saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the gifts you've given in these days and in these times. And fourth, as Martha shared with the kids and us, kingdom living is fishing for people, being shiners of that light. And as we do that, I want to just tap briefly on what St. Paul had to say in that 1 Corinthians 1 reading, our second reading. That as we shine this light, it is not about us and how great we're shining or how great I am or how creative I'm going about the shining. What Paul was talking about here is he's talking about, you know, some of you claim Apollos, some of you Cephas, some of you me. And he said, you know, you're missing it. This is and always was, always is, always will be about Jesus, his light that he shines into us, his light that we in turn get to shine to others. It's always keeping the end in mind. We're here to follow Jesus, to point people to Jesus, to share Jesus with them, and to share with others, not just Bible verses, but to share with them parts of our stories in the very real way that Jesus has made a difference in your life, in my life. What it means to follow him. What it means that he is a part of my life, that he is the one who's brought healing or help or hope, and to be able to share those stories with the people in our lives. That's what it's about. To fish for people, to share with them, Jesus is real. He's here. He's made a difference for me. He can make a difference for you. What a privilege. What a blessing we've been given. The what now? Now you can put it up. If you want to grab the insert to bring it home, it's laid out there too. These four things that I just mentioned are what I encourage you to kind of think about a little bit, put them into play. First of all, take Jesus up on his invitation daily to come and follow him. Second, repent of the darkness in your life. Let it be a daily practice. And let Jesus shine his light of forgiveness and grace into you. Third, embrace the treasures of the kingdom as gifts of God for you. And fourth, go fishing. With whom can you shine his light and share his love this week? For the sake of Jesus and for the kingdom. Amen. And that peace of God, a peace that at times goes beyond our understanding, let it guard our hearts and guard our minds through faith in Christ Jesus today.